Hey, coming up on Saturday from 11 to 3 at the Allen Memorial Art Museum in Oberlin, it's a special community day. To talk about that, we have with us from the museum, Jason Trimmer. Good morning, Jason. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Bruce. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So you got a community day where we're going to explore, learn, and create. What are we creating here at the museum? What can families do?
Okay, well, we have a few different art activities that are going to be available for really kids of all ages, as we like to say, to create works of art that or crafts that relate to works that we have on display at the museum in special exhibitions or in our permanent collection.
So you're taking something that the masters do and sort of, I don't know, I was going to say the word dumbing down, but that's not what I meant. You kind of create it into something that I guess they can take with them and that sort of exemplifies the same kind of, what, technique or type of art or style? What would you say?
Yeah, the kind of art, maybe the style that they're in, and kind of, yeah, streamlining it and making it, you know, and using materials that are, you know, more appropriate for the age group than, you know, some of the things that they, that some of the master artists, as you say, would have been using. So, for instance, we have four different activities that we're going to be offering. We're making sort of faux stained glass windows out of contact paper and you know, colored tissue, and that goes with you know, kind of some of the colors and styles that are on display. But also, we do have some stained glass windows on campus here that were designed by some well-known artists. We've got some kaleidoscope making activities, which in terms of color, kind of relate to things that we have on display, but also that's just fun. Mystery bag activities where people will come in and we have, I don't even know how many bags, 30 or 40 bags, and they can pull them out, and then there are an assortment of materials and instructions inside those to help both kids or parents and their kids make works. And then we're doing snap paintings where you kind of put some paper in the bottom of a bin, wrap some rubber bands around it, get it all painted up, and literally just kind of snap that, and that kind of will make works that look like abstract expressionist paintings, we hope.
Jason, beyond Community Day, we often hear about museums rotating exhibits and, you know, bringing things out that haven't been out for a while. Do you do that too at Allen?
We do, we do. We're sort of linked to the Oberlin College schedule. So for our major exhibitions at the beginning of every school year, so at the beginning of September, we'll open those. They'll have been installed over the summer months. And that's what the Community Day is kind of tying to, our works that are in those two major shows. And this year our themes for those shows are is realism, starting with the art historical time period of realism, which was kicking off in France in the mid-19th century, but bringing it all the way up to the present day. And as we get closer to the present day, you'll see the artists are less concerned with making things look absolutely real, but kind of manipulating that and interpreting that through their own lens. And then we have some smaller exhibitions that will come on view at the beginning of every semester. So every year we're doing about four to six special exhibitions.
Jason, you mentioned the different periods in art, like, for example, the realism era you mentioned there.
Uh-huh.
Do artists at the time know, you know, this is actually going on, or is this something that we look back at and say, hey, that's when things changed?
Oh, well, that's a great question, Bruce. I think for the most part, it's more looking back and saying when things changed. And you know, these artists that we think of as realist artists in France, in the mid-19th century, weren't calling themselves realist artists, but they did have a similar push. They were turning away from the academies that taught the fine arts and the themes that those schools thought it was appropriate to address, academic themes like history painting or scenes from the Bible, things like that. And they were actually looking at the way people were living their lives at that time, and you know, specifically going outside of Paris into the countryside to see how some of the rural folks were living. And that was pretty revolutionary at the time and kind of caused a little bit of a scandal, which is great to think about. But you know, while there was that similar idea behind what they were doing, they didn't think of it as a group or a school or a movement. It was just in the air, I guess.
We're talking today with Jason Trimmer about the Allen Memorial Art Museum. They have the Community Day coming up on Saturday. You can also do some thematic tours of the museum.
That's exactly right. So you can do that in a couple of different ways. We will have on hand at the Community Day several of our undergraduate student docents here from Oberlin College who have all been trained to take families around the museum and talk to them and get them kind of thinking about the artwork. We also created, to go along with these special exhibitions in realism, six family self-guides. So these are full-color, printed-up takeaways that explores kind of the sub-themes that are on view in the realism show. So things like textiles or cities and towns, tools, patterns, landscapes. And I'm really excited about these. We developed these over the summer, and they have a little bit of a scavenger hunt component to them where we show details of a few different works of art and ask you to find them. We ask kind of prompts that maybe will lead to some discussions between parents and their kids. And then each one of these cards also has a little mini activity on it in addition to the activities we'll be offering. And we're bundling these up in packets to hand out all for free at the museum. And if people can't make it out to Community Day Saturday, then those self-guides will be available really through the end of June for folks to come by and pick up and walk through the galleries with.
Sometimes people do that on their own. They kind of have their own kind of hunt for different things at a museum. But this is obviously, as you say, you kind of put it together and it makes it for a fun. Any prizes at the end, by the way?
Well, just a job well done, I guess, is the prize.
But that's right.
Yeah. Well, this came out of, like you say, a lot of people having their own experiences on their own in the galleries. But we were asked quite regularly if we had scavenger hunt type activities. So these were created in some ways as a response to that.
I see. And again, this Community Day today is this Saturday from 11 to 3. I assume no cost, no charge for this, a free event?
That's exactly right. We'll be free. We'll be here, like you say, from 11 to 3. And we're located right at 58 and 511 in downtown Oberlin. And there's plenty of parking.
And hope for some a nice day on. Let me see, just double check to make sure. I thought I saw somewhat a nice sunny day on that to enjoy your stained glass windows that you're creating that day. You need a little sunshine without a stained glass window. A stained glass window without sunshine, it doesn't work too well.
That's right. Well, we're coming. Eventually, we'll see the sun again more regularly,
I suppose.
It'll be perfect for that.
Jason Trimmer with the Allen Memorial Art Museum. Thanks for sharing the time, and hopefully, a good turnout this coming Saturday for Community Day. From 11 until 3. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Bruce. I appreciate it. Sure.